Hi, and welcome to The Green Elephant, the show that takes sustainability, climate change, social and environmental issues and eats them, one fact at a time. We're all about inspiring sustainable habits. So sit back, relax, have fun, and learn together with your hosts, Russell and Mike. This episode is brought to you by the fact that, on average, home workers could save £44.78 a week whilst working from home, and the fact that 22% of teleworkers say that switching off after work is their biggest challenge. And today's show is entitled, Going Home When It Isn't Away From Work. How you doing, Mike?
Yeah, I'm really good, Russell. Good morning.
Morning.
So, we're working at home, I guess.
Yeah, millions of other people. And how's it working for you?
It's a mixture of good and bad, I guess I'd say. There's some really good stuff about working from home, and there's some not so good stuff about working from home. But I guess, you know,
not a
normal experience, is it, at the moment?
No, well, I must admit, I've quite enjoyed it, but I'm one of those people who's looking out the window, going, "Oh, this traffic on the road.
Oh dear.
Don't fancy rejoining it and travelling to the office, that's for sure."
No, indeed. So maybe we should dive in and talk about some of the good bits about working from home. So, what have you enjoyed most about it?
I save money. I mean, petrol. Wow. I don't have a long journey to work. You know, we're very lucky to work about, I'm lucky enough to work about 15 minutes away from where I live. So, and the drive's fairly easy. There's, you know, the worst traffic I might get is if the barriers come down on the railway. But it's good, save money. And in my case, I can set myself up in a separate space. You wouldn't like it. There's no light. No. I work in a cellar.
I need daylight.
But from it, I have no distraction. I have no distraction at all. Sarah comes down and says, "Oh, it's pouring with rain." I go, "Is it?"
I guess, as well as the kind of money saving, there's another fact, which is, you know, that daily global fossil CO2 emissions fell by 17% in April 2020 compared with 2019. So it's not just money that's saved. There's other benefits. I guess for me, it's the flexibility, and I guess, you know, we have different working approaches, and the standard 9-to-5 office life doesn't necessarily cater for those that, like myself, I function better at 6 a.m. than I do at 6 p.m. And working from home gives you the flexibility to do what you do best at the time that suits you, rather than necessarily, you know, stick in the office until 5 o'clock or that post-lunch graveyard period where energy is a bit lacking. I guess, you know, there are all sorts of, you know, benefits to it.
And the flexibility has been great. I mean, we're fortunate again to be able to operate quite flexibly ourselves anyway, but it doesn't tie you to a location, doesn't force you to do travel, and we've seen the figures have shot up. I did have some other facts, because we do love our facts. At the beginning of 2019, about 8.7 million people said they worked from home, and that includes people that start work at home and then go do a visit, and that's grown massively. That's doubled in 10 years. But of course, this event has caused this massive exodus from the workplace. And obviously, a lot of people become very familiar. Probably another upside is become very familiar with this technology, the Teams, the Zooms, whereas people fought not to be seen on camera and they wouldn't do it. Now, bung it on and go on to a networking event with 200 people on it. It's become...
And I guess there's, you know, positives in that. You know, whereas at one stage, I mean, I've been working from home on and off since the late 1990s in various guises. And
you're so old.
I know. And at some point, the there was a stigma attached to working from home, which was around you're slacking off, not working as hard as
flexible
we are,
and working.
you're not visible, therefore. And I think there's an amount of research that shows that people are even more productive when they're at home.
Whether some of the managers are, though, I mean, there's one of the downsides. Some of the managers kind of do management by walking about.
And I think that, the research that says people are productive on the flip side says that, they don't progress in their careers as quickly if they're working from home because they're not visible in the office. So, I mean, maybe it's time to talk about some of the downsides, because there are some definite downsides to being based at home.
Yeah, and there's an element of focus. You can get distracted. If you get a little bit of a stagnant point in the day's work, and you kind of go, "Oh, I'll just go clean the house from top to bottom," and all of a sudden you come back and go, "Or I'll mow the lawn," or "I'll," if you've got one, "or I'll go do something, take my mind off," and all of a sudden 4 hours later you kind of go, "Oh, crumbs. Oh, well, it's 5 o'clock. I won't get back to it now."
Yeah.
And so focus can be a...
requires discipline, doesn't it? Yeah.
It does, yeah.
Indeed.
And going back to the stat, of course, is that how do you... If some people have to work on their kitchen tables and perhaps set themselves up with a desk if they're lucky enough in their bedrooms, but then you never get away from it.
Yeah.
You never... Yeah. It's always there.
And you can't switch off, and it's so easy just to say, "Oh, I'll just do 5 minutes," and that turns into another hour. And making those distinctions is more difficult.
And that could cause problems if you've got a partner who says, "Oh, he's back at work," or he's always nine's not on the job, or her and mine's not on the job because they're tapping away. And then there was the other side, of course, is that we may have pushed a whole stack of people at home who relied on work as their social. And the people that live alone, there was another fact that came out: nearly 31% of workers say that they struggle with loneliness when working remotely.
Yep. And in fact, another fact: half of those working from home during lockdown are unhappy with work-life balance.
People will, if they're lonely and they've got nothing else to do, perhaps turn themselves back to work, all of a sudden find themselves doing 16 hours and not standing up or whatever.
I think there's also a cost consideration. Why, whilst you're saving money not traveling to and from work, and potentially organizations are saving money in travel and subsistence expenses, those costs, which were borne by the organizations, are being transferred to individuals. So, you have to pay for the power of your screens and laptops and whatever else when you're working at home, and for power and lights whilst you're working at home. And those costs now are down to the individual and not to the organization they work for. So a financial downside to, the working at home situation.
And probably one of the other downsides, you mentioned earlier that we've had this massive carbon reduction off the edge because the factories shut down and people stopped driving, although driving doesn't have as big an impact as turning electric off. That has been nothing more than a blip. All said and done, lockdown releases, it shoots straight back up to where we were before. We start burning coal in our power stations again. There is no drop. And I think one of the facts I saw was that on average, we're increasing our carbon emissions 1% a year, every year. What we've seen here is this large drop of up to 14% of carbon emissions in a 4 month period.
Yeah.
But the actual net effect in the year will be a -4. So basically we've given ourselves 4 years grace, but then we'll start burning through that quite quickly.
Yeah.
So the carbon benefits aren't significant enough.
Yeah, it needs to be a launch pad rather than using it as a 4 years of grace. It needs to be, okay, we've done 4%, now what can we do to make that even better next year? But
yeah,
we'll see whether that comes to pass or not. And that's, I guess, another conversation. So I guess really what we're saying is there's good and bad, but there's a balance to be struck. And, you know, if we look at, you know, people, planet, prosperity, those kind of triple bottom line things, there's a, you know, as we've discussed with the money, you might be saving money by not traveling and buying expensive lunches. But your employer is also saving money by, you know, not funding certain travel and subsistence that it might have been. So where does the balance lie? And there's a responsibility between organization and person to ensure that, you know, the benefits of home working are felt by everybody and not just by one side.
And I don't think we haven't mentioned it yet, but an organization has responsibilities. When you're working in their premises, they have to care for your health and safety. And when you're present in the building, it's far perhaps easier to see if you're struggling with your workload or if you're going a bit nuts on the side due to, you know, for whatever reason. Seen you. So that's the one. You can perhaps get, if things aren't right at home, perhaps some people can suffer dreadfully at work, and work might be the go-to place because they escape the home life or whatever else. And then if you find somebody who's working 14 hours, this could be completely obscured from a manager. But at the same time, just because people are working from home doesn't stop the organization have a responsibility taking care for them. They have a duty of care for those people. And that balance of where they're saving money on this side, not running premises, they might cut their power costs. I've heard of many organizations that now are reviewing what properties they need. Absolutely. Okay, we'll keep everyone.
Yeah.
We'll keep our local council have stepped up their potential asset disposal plans to lose a lot more buildings. Great. Yeah. Property prices drop, prosperity might be good for some people. Might be good for the environment, but then you've got your people who are sitting at home when they didn't really want to work from home and they now have no social. And if the business doesn't invest really cleverly on doing something a bit different towards those.
Yeah. Because it comes down to the sort of the, you know, that duty of care in the working environment. You know, organizations have a responsibility to provide, you know, proper seating, proper audio visual equipment to make sure that, you know, eyes and ears are functioning and not strained by the working environments. There's a lot of organizations need to do
it's very easy,
isn't it?
It's very easy when people are a long way away to say, it's not my responsibility because they're not on my premises anymore. Well, no, actually, the mental health issue becomes way bigger. And they're going to have to come up with some really good stuff, some good balanced approaches to that. So I think that there's this term, isn't there, the donut economy and the
circular economy. Yeah,
that's it. There's a brain in there somewhere, but it's, you know, you shouldn't have got me up at 6 o'clock in the morning to do this for crying out loud.
Absolutely.
Where you have to look after the whole thing, you know, it goes around in a circle. We employ people, we look after the people so they're fit enough to look after the planet and do what they need to do to be able to be fit enough to carry on working for you. You know, everything has a cycle. I think how we strike, and again that whole balance where we pushing people to the homework or they embrace it because it's the new thing they didn't realize they liked.
There's some education there, isn't there? Assuming that people know how to work from home, that people know how to strike a balance, how to turn off the tech, how to, you know, stop work at the right time when, you know, they've done enough for the day. There's sort of some sort of training involved, and that, you know, needs to be factored in. So given that, you know, there is some training and some actions that people need to take, what What about some suggestions for some takeaways from today? So, you know, we've mentioned lots of facts pertaining to homework and the impact that it has on people and the environment, but what can we actually do to, you know, suggest ways to help people?
Yep. Well, one that comes to mind immediately is people that work from home is establish good parameters for your workspace. If you're working on the kitchen table, which of course is not great for your back and can't be a long-term location, you need a proper chair, but you do need to look after yourself, but make sure you've got a space. And then if necessary, pack it up and put it away at the end of the day. Yeah. Don't just leave it there staring at you all the way through the day. It's like a pile of unwashed clothing. It'll distract you. Your dishes, yeah. Get them done. Get dishes done. But put your work away and set that demarcation. Say, look, I'm going to work this long in a day, or this much in a week, or I've got this task to do. And I, depending on how you work in your head, but then set it, and then don't go, oh well, you know, I'm not hungry yet, and I don't have to travel, so I do a little bit.
So more. I think that's a good first step, isn't it? You know, that demarcation, that workspace, and be really interested if any of the listeners have got ideas or tips on how they get that balance, that demarcation, that space right.
Then that'd be good.
You know, tell us on our social, Green Ellie Pod. Let us know your tips, and it'll be great to hear them. But you know, as far as a business is concerned, I guess the tips are: make sure that you look after your people better. Just because they're not visible and in your office, you need to make sure that you're still taking care of them. And that, you know, they might be more dispersed, but you need to stay in touch. You need to keep checking on them. You need to make sure they are well as, you know, continuing working to do the work that you need them to do.
And I think that kind of, then you got this awkward straddling group of people. So you got the big, you got the organisations to employ people, and you got that, you know, duty care, and they've probably got health and safety nailed for premises, but haven't really thought about people working from home so much. You got the individual, but then in the middle you've got this bunch of, and there's a million of them at least in the UK, are small business owners that just work every hour that God sends anyway. And they need, they've been used to a 12, 14, 16 hour working day, just doing their books at night, and they'll carry on doing that. And when you work from home and you're using from some home, you need to take some time, and you need to work out how you take a holiday and how you perhaps even take something like a tech free break. It might be just a half a day a week where you say, I'm not going to pick my phone up. I'm going to put my phone in the drawer. I'm going to put my pad in the drawer. I'm going to put my PC in the locker, whatever.
That's a subject of another podcast, just taking a day with where you turn all the devices off. And I did one a few weeks ago, and it's amazing how there's that itch to check the phone and check messages and things. And that's maybe a subject of another discussion.
Absolutely. We'll note it down. I think there's a number of people that have been a prominent, there's been other podcasts that I've seen where people have gone off tech altogether. A bit bizarre that they then talk about it on a podcast, but how did you record this? But yeah, people who've got rid of their mobile.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I both come from a generation where that's not, we didn't grow up with a mobile, so perhaps we should perhaps think of turning back to that on occasions.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, there's lots to think about with regards to home working. We'd really like to know what the listeners think about home working. How has the experience been for you? What was good? What was bad? But I think, you know, we've seen from the conversation we've just had that the home working is not the solution to all problems, but it is a good thing in many respects. So, you know, it's
not a panacea. It's going to be huge. We already know there's going to be massive financial implications of this disaster, but good grief. But you know, home working is not going to solve it. And it's not going to solve, it's definitely not going to solve the carbon issue, the increasing carbon emissions, if you believe that's a problem, as we've seen so much conversation on. But I think probably what this period of time has done is it's given us a taste of what perhaps needs to be done, just a taste of what kind of things need to be done to perhaps reduce our emissions.
Even
by 3-4% a year. And the trouble is that may not be enough.
So I think, you know, home working is here to stay. Getting the right balance, switching off, making yourself comfortable, and continuing your social interactions are kind of key things to successful home working. And with that, I think it's probably time to end this episode. So thanks, Russell.
No problem at all. Yeah. Can I go back to sleep now?
If you like. And we'll talk again on other matters shortly.
Yep, we'll do. Thanks for listening to this edition of Green Elephant. It's been a pleasure to have your company. If you've got thoughts or comments on anything you've heard on the show, please drop us a line using studio@greenelephant.show. We love hearing your views and ideas. In the meantime, let's carry on the conversation. We're on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter as Green Ellie Pod. Come back soon.